It's been said there is a battle going on for the soul of North Carolina. Even though people have been migrating here in droves for work, 57% of current North Carolina residents were born here, and they celebrate it in many ways. Bennett Place State Historic Site in Durham recently sponsored a grand blue and gray ball, a fundraiser for its programming and visitor center.
We just found out about 10:45 last night by Facebook. Social media is a wonderful thing.
Ricky Pritchett is from Providence, North Carolina, not far from Danville, Virginia. He and his wife Nancy jumped at the chance to attend the blue and gray ball.
We called this afternoon to see if we could get a ticket at the door, and the lady said, yes, you can. So we just went to the closet, got our outfits, and we're here.
Nancy Pritchett's hoop gown is teal. Ricky Pritchett wore an infantry captain's three-quarter length gray coat.
And I know this was advertised as the grand blue and gray ball, although so far I haven't seen any Union outfits here.
Me either.
I think there was one Union blue coat at the Barn Ball, held at the Daniel Boone Antique Mall in Hillsboro. Diane Smith is the site manager at Bennett Place. The Bennett Farm is where negotiations took place for the largest Confederate surrender of the Civil War, some 89,000 troops. Smith organized the blue and gray ball.
This is a Civil War era ball. It doesn't really take place in 1865. This is just during the Civil War when ladies wore hoop skirts and gentlemen wore the uniform. It's a very romantic time period.
Let's walk that one more time for that first part. Four steps forward and retire. Retire means back up.
Just about everyone dressed up for the party. The barn was decorated in patriotic bunting and different period flags of the Confederacy. There were five African Americans at the event, including myself, and all of us were working. Shelby Moore of Greensboro was the bartender.
When I told my friends what I was doing tonight, they were like, yeah, you working that? I'm like, yes, I'm working that. And they were like, They had a different outlook of it themselves, but hey, this is a new generation, new time and everything, so.
Still, Moore says the main reason she was there is because she was getting paid. You see, during this romantic period Smith is referring to, African Americans were slaves, unpaid labor.
I guess, in a way, I guess you can see where maybe African Americans still have some issues related to the war. And again, that was the reason for a ball, is to bring everybody together without any of the politics involved.
War is politics, and it took a lot of political fighting before the 1964 Civil Rights Act was passed, officially ending segregation in public places. And that was almost 100 years after the Civil War. Today, there are no whites-only signs on bathrooms and water fountains, but there is House Bill 2, which became a sweeping North Carolina law preventing cities from enacting anti-discrimination protections for members of the LGBT community. Some even say the law has its roots in racial segregation. Many refer to the legislation as the bathroom bill.
I was peeing in the ladies' room all night, so it was great.
Well, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Alaska, wearing a long blonde wig with a bow on top and a tight T-shirt with bull crap written on the front. Well, it didn't really say crap. She's a favorite drag queen performing with RuPaul's Drag Race. Alaska was referring to using the bathroom in North Carolina. Queens from the cult television show performed in Charlotte and Durham last month.
I wouldn't want to, like, not do a really big, gay, fabulous thing in a place where, like, people are being discriminated against because they're, you know, gay or trans or fabulous or whatever.
Dozens of businesses have decided not to expand or come to the state because of House Bill 2, and many entertainers have canceled their performances, from world-renowned violinist Itzhak Perlman to Beatles drummer Ringo Starr. But the new law didn't stop RuPaul's Drag Race. Nikki Bargabas brought her family from Charlotte to Durham to see the show.
The fact that they decided not to cancel the show because it was more important not to meant the world to all of us.
It's not surprising that we would see a blue and gray ball, you know, occur at the same time that we're seeing RuPaul's Drag Race occur. That's the reality.
Mark Anthony Neal is a professor of African and African American studies at Duke University. He's been following the politics surrounding the controversial House bill. Neal says identity can be messy.
There are folks, you know, who are close to the Confederacy and believe in those politics that are believing in it even more now, you know, because they want to have the freedom to be able to celebrate, you know, the Confederacy. And, you know, quite honestly, I don't have a problem with that. As long as that doesn't translate into public policy.
So North Carolina's latest controversial public policy looks like it will be debated and decided as others addressing identity in the courts. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.